Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and Spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What's the point of going to church? Why should people come here? Obviously, I don't need to convince you into coming to church, since you're already here. But when you're having a conversation with someone, and you tell them they should come to church, and they ask you why, you need to have an answer, and you need to have the right answer. Well, the simple answer is, we go to church to be served by God. We go to church to be like Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. This question of why you should go to church has been a major disagreement among Christians on this continent for the past few hundred years. In the 18th and 19th centuries, Christian revivalism and the First and Second Great Awakenings were huge movements in Christianity, attempting to revitalize American Christianity. These movements focused on making emotional appeals through particular types of preaching and worship. For example, preachers like Jonathan Edwards and Charles Finney would preach in such compelling ways that their hearers would be excited into heaven through hearing about the horrors of hell. The music and worship accompanying these very long sermons was designed to entertain and produce a specific emotional response which would make a person more likely to make a personal commitment to Jesus. The highlight of worship then was the altar call, when people would come forward to make this decision for Christ. This revivalistic worship and preaching became the norm among most American Protestants and has remained a quite common still today. In this vein of revivalism, the church growth movement became popular in the mid-20th century, which sought to grow the church by making it look appealing to non-church-going people, using various sociological research and methodology. This movement emphasized especially lay participation in nearly every aspect of church life, because the thought was that if everyone has a responsibility at church, then they will be more committed to church and attend. Thus, the church growth movement focused on individuals serving in the congregation. Over the past few centuries, revivalism and the church growth movement often saw short-term numerical successes. They saw numerical success because the American culture at large was friendly towards Christianity and had a positive perception of it. However, the past few decades have shifted to the point where American culture now views Christianity negatively. And so those movements are usually no longer seeing even very strong short-term successes. As such, the question of why should you go to church requires us to give a stronger answer than was previously required of us. There has to be a stronger reason to come to church than entertainment or an emotional appeal, because we cannot compete with the entertainment available to the average person today on their phones. Obviously, people aren't joining churches today because we have a lot of volunteer jobs they could do, since most churches struggle to convince even the most dedicated people to volunteer at church. What's more, revivalism misses the point of what's going on in church entirely. Jesus teaches us so plainly today, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." And what's that good portion that Mary chose? To sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his teaching. The point of going to church is not so that you could be like Martha and serve Jesus or others, but the point is that you are here to be served by him first and foremost. Now, of course, it is a good thing to serve the Lord and serve your neighbor. Martha was showing necessary hospitality to Jesus when she was presumably preparing the meal and finding a place for him to sleep overnight. Those were necessary things, and they were by no means sinful. Supper wasn't going to cook itself. Likewise, service in the church and throughout our lives is absolutely necessary. Sidewalks need to be shoveled, landscaping tended, dinners made, floors swept, tables wiped, dishes washed, trash taken out, and so on and so forth. The ordinary work of hospitality is important and God-pleasing. It's good that our congregations run efficiently and without waste. It's good to have various boards and jobs within the congregation. This service is often necessary for the operation of a congregation. It's also good and important for Christians to volunteer to do mercy work, whether they do that within the congregation or individually on their own. It's good for Christians to do good things and to serve each other every day as part of their normal life. These are all good works and are necessary for Christians to do because Christians do good work since God lives inside of us. But what was Martha's problem? She was distracted with much serving, anxious and troubled about many things. What was she distracted from? From the one thing needful. All of her good works were distracting her from sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his teaching. All of the good and necessary works that we must do in service to God and neighbor must always be a response to Jesus' words and must never distract from listening to him. Let this be a reminder for all of us here at church. Don't let the good works that you do here in this congregation distract you from hearing Jesus' words. Whether that's working in the kitchen, serving on a board, or anything really, don't let those things distract you from the word of Jesus. If that means there's a meal a little bit later or a mess has to sit a little longer, so be it. If you're anxious and troubled because it seems like there's too much to do and so you have to miss Jesus' words, let's find a way so that you can choose the good portion. This also applies in our homes. The Word of God is meant to permeate not just the congregation, but our home lives. There must be daily opportunities to hear Jesus' teachings and pray in your home. If there seems to be no extra time for that, remember not to be distracted with much serving. Remember not to be anxious and troubled about many things, so that you can dedicate the time to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him. If you're going to cut something out of your life, don't let that be Jesus. Because listening to Jesus is the one thing needful. Jesus' service to you is the one necessary thing above them all, and the only thing that will endure beyond this life and the grave. There's a reason we call our church services the divine service, because here the divine is serving us. We welcome Jesus into our home, not so that we can be busy running around doing stuff for him, but so that we can sit at his feet. We're gathered like beggars around the feet of Jesus, who showers us with his gifts and blessings. We confess our sins. He forgives us with his blood. We pray for mercy, and he is merciful. His word is set before us as we stand to highlight the hearing of his word. From his word, he speaks promises to us. Just like Abraham and Sarah heard the promise of a son and the return of the Lord, so are we reminded of the promise of the Son of God and his return. We are encouraged by his word, as the psalm reminds us today, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. His word gives us hope, as we heard in Colossians. He has now reconciled us in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. In the divine service, he doesn't expect us to serve him a meal, but he gathers us around his altar, being hospitable to us, to feed us his meal. And not just any meal, not just coffee and donuts or prime rib and ice cream, but the Lamb of God feeds us his holy body and blood in order to nourish our bodies and souls unto life everlasting. Before we depart, the Lord lifts his face upon us and gives us his peace beyond understanding. We come to church not because God needs us to do a bunch of stuff for him, not because it's some shallow entertainment, not even because there's a bunch of other people here whom we love. But we come to church so that the Creator of all things, God Almighty, has looked upon my needs, and here provides the good portion, the one thing needful, which shall not be taken away from me. God promises to be present here and to serve me, to provide for all of my needs. So where else would I be, except sitting at the feet of Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.